So I'm curious, when I say the word fear, what exactly comes to mind? For some people, it may be a really good horror movie. And for those of you that know me, you know that I do love a really good horror movie. I love the buildup. I love, as you know, the sound starts to go down and the music slowly starts to creep up and you know something's going to happen in the movie. You're just waiting to have the daylight scared out of you. For other people, it might be something much more real, like a fear of going in the ocean because they're scared of sharks, a fear of snakes or spiders. But when we're not talking about poltergeists or arachnids or even Jaws, fear can be something that is completely paralyzing, especially when we want to start something new, try something out, or even try to achieve our goals. Fear can be the one thing that prevents us from taking step one. But fear can be overcome, and this episode is going to dive exactly into that. So are you guys ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go. Hey everyone, what's going on? I'm Mike Fancher and welcome to this episode of the MindFit Method Podcast. Welcome back, guys. I'm so excited you're here with me today. All right, we're going to dive right in. But before we do, I just want to give you guys a heads up because this week, coming up this Thursday, I have an amazing episode coming up with Joel Crandall. He is just amazing. He's a kinesiologist that is actually the creator of the Voila method. And it is unbelievable the effects that this method can have on performance, on managing pain, so many different things. You guys are going to love it. So don't miss the next episode coming up this week of the MindFit Method podcast. All right, so let's dive in today as to what we're going to talk about in regards to fear. Fear is something that can paralyze you, or it's something that can drive you forward. And if you think about it, back when we learned as kids about, you know, when you're scared, you go into fight or flight, right? But they kind of miss something in that because it's not always that you stand and fight or you run. There's also the times when fear is literally so paralyzing that you cannot take action. But fear is also something that if we let it get the best of us, right? We have these dreams, we have these aspirations of what we want in our life, what we want to achieve, what we want to accomplish, and fear can cause us to not take that first step. Or take that first step, maybe the first step's a little rocky, maybe you slip a little bit on that first step, and then all of a sudden fear takes over and you're like, you know what? I took the first step, but I'm too scared to take the second step. I'm too scared of how it's going to change my life. And fear just kind of locks us in place. And it is something that I am convinced if we let fear control us, we will regret it for the rest of our lives. And that is one of my biggest fears, especially as I'm getting older. I'm 47 now. One of my biggest fears that I have is that I'm going to be 80 years old one day and really frustrated, upset, disappointed, and full of regret that there are things that I did not do or did not accomplish when I was younger. Which is why I think my miles per hour is always as crazy as it is, writing books, doing podcasts, creating new programs, whatever it is, because I don't want to be that person that allowed fear to paralyze me and not let me go forward. And it's not that I don't face fear. It's not that I haven't had situations where fear hasn't paralyzed me. In fact, fear paralyzed me big time when I was ready to publish my first book, The MindFit Method. I had that book completely done in hand, back from the editor, ready to go in September of 2021. Totally ready to go. All I had to do was click publish. That's literally all I had to do at that point. And I got cold feet. I allowed fear to paralyze me. And I don't know what I was waiting for. Was I waiting for my website to be perfect? Was I waiting for someone to come at me and say, oh, I hear you're writing a book and, you know, I'd love to publish it for you. I don't know what I was waiting for. But in the end, what I truly think it was here was this book that I had written. It was 250 some pages and it was a lot of personal stuff about me, about my struggles, about my family. And all of a sudden, I'm going to put this out there. And I think I just got cold feet. I allowed fear to paralyze me from September all the way until February. And then in February, for no apparent reason, it just one day I was like, what are you doing? Like, what are you possibly waiting for? What is going to change from right now to 3 months from now? Publish the damn book. And that's literally how it happened. I just woke up one morning and made a decision. I'm not letting fear win anymore. I'm taking control of my own future. And boom, I clicked published. It literally happened that fast. But there was nothing that happened in between September and February that alleviated the fear, made the fear just go away completely, that came up with a reason of how I could overcome whatever I felt my fear was. It was just that the fear was there and I completely let it not allow me to do the thing that I wanted to do. And I know a lot of people that are in that same boat. And what really came up and why this podcast and this discussion right now is happening is I saw a quote the other day that just absolutely nailed it. And you know, there's so many inspirational, motivational quotes and memes that you see on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever your platform that you go to is. But this one, for whatever reason, it hit me like a ton of bricks. And the quote was this. The quote was from Leila Hormozi. Leila Hormozi is the she is the CEO of Acquisition.com. She is Alex Hormozi's wife. If you know who Alex Hormozi is, he created the Gym Launch program product. And their business together, they're right around 30 years old and they're already worth about $200 million. It's unbelievable. But Leila came out with this quote the other day. And just close your eyes for a minute as I say this and think about this because it's so true. The quote was this: fear is an ocean a mile wide and an inch deep, but you have to step into it to realize it's just a big puddle. Isn't that incredible? I love that. It is so good because you don't know what's on the other side of fear, right? Fear's that wall. Fear's that wall that's inside of that horror movie where the music's building up, the sound is going down, and you're just waiting to see what creature or slasher or person is going to come out from out on the other side of that wall. So what do? You get scared and you don't move. You don't act, right? But all you have to do is take two steps to look around the wall to see what's there and to start moving forward. And in Layla's case with her quote, you just have to step into that ocean. It looks like this massive body of water. It's foreboding. You don't know what's underneath the surface of the water, but it's only an inch deep. And until you step in it, you don't know what you're facing. And sometimes you just have to take that plunge. That's exactly what I did in February of 2022. I said, you know what? Enough. What are you waiting for? Stick your foot in the water and let's go. And that's exactly what I did. But in regards to fear, I want you to shift your mindset. And I want you to look at it this way. If you have something that you want to do, if you have something that you want to accomplish, if you have something that you want to learn, whatever it is, if fear is holding you back, I want you to take that fear and I want you to use it as a driver instead of a ball and chain. And here's the first thing I want you to do when it comes to that. Instead of being scared or being fearful of what could happen if you start and if you do this thing, I want you to look at it a different way. I want you to be scared of what could happen if you don't. Because if you don't take action, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road from now, you are going to look back because you didn't act on the thing that you wanted to do. And you're going to be so frustrated. So right now, what I want you to live, I want you to live in that frustration of what it would feel like 20 years from now to know that you had the opportunity. You had the opportunity to do the thing that you wanted to do and you didn't do it. And I want that to scare you. I want the idea of you not achieving your goals, not reaching for your dreams, you not being the example or the role model for your kids that you want to be. I want that to scare you because I'm telling you right now, that is scarier than what's on the other side, right? Even when sometimes one of the things we're most fearful of, ready for this? We're most fearful of the fact that it won't be perfect. Right? How many times have you heard that? It's not going to be perfect, but I want you to go back with me in time for a minute and I want you to think about something. I want you to think about a time in life where you absolutely were not perfect. In fact, you might have actually sucked at doing this thing that you were doing, but it was probably one of the most freeing and amazing times of your life. Okay. Think about this for a minute. Do you know where I'm going with this? Think about when you learned how to drive, right? 17 years old, 16 years old, something like that. You're learning how to drive. We should have been terrified. We were literally taking control of a 2,000-pound bullet, right? But we were so excited. We were so liberated by the idea of the freedom that learning how to do that and taking action and learning how to drive was going to have on us, that it was probably one of the most exciting times of our lives. We were so excited, even though we sucked. We weren't a good driver, but we didn't even care that we weren't a good driver. All we cared about was that we could drive. But now, as we get older, all of a sudden we feel like the stakes are so much higher. If I'm going to put the time and energy into something, it needs to be perfect. We've already proven time and time again, it is not going to be perfect. It's absolutely not. We are going to probably completely suck. And I laugh as I look back in these podcast episodes. So this episode, I think, is number 52 or 53, something like that, that you're listening to right now. When I look back on these episodes and I listen to my first one versus I listen to my 10th, my 20th, my 30th, my 40th, my 50th, I think it's fair to say, and I hope you agree with me, because gosh, if you're still listening with me at this point, I must be hopefully doing something right. But I think you would agree that I've kind of found my voice a little better. I understand who I am. I understand what I want to talk about. I'm not trying to make it sound perfect. And here's the thing. I've never had the perfect podcast studio. I podcast from my home office. I'm using an iMac to do it. I'm just using GarageBand to record the podcast. There's nothing special about this. So nothing has gotten perfect. It's just me week after week after week talking to you through a computer screen and really through GarageBand and being able to hopefully learn how to better communicate the topics and the discussions that I'm trying to communicate out to the world. But trust me, when I listen to my first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and on episodes, I'm like, whew, that was pretty terrible. To the point where I actually consider sometimes taking them down because I'm like, oh my gosh, they're so bad. But here's the thing. There's going to come a day one day, maybe 5 years from now. I hope 5 years from now, I'm still doing this. I'm still loving it as much as I am today. I hope 5 years from now, I can look back and at that point, I'd be 250 episodes in. And I can actually take pride in those first few episodes because they were the hardest ones to do because I really did suck. I really was terrible. But I continued to push through. I didn't stop. So I took that first step. I overcame the fear of doing the first step. Even when I started recording podcast episodes, I actually had about the first 10 episodes recorded, and I was recording them in my car at that point because I was driving so much. I was recording them in my car, literally on my iPhone, and then importing them into GarageBand. So the audio quality was terrible. And, you know, I had about 10 done before I even published the first one. And looking back, I'm like, why? Like, why did I have to think that I had to have this perfect setup or these perfect things, or I was going to find the perfect editing software to be able to take out all the background car noise? In the end, you just do it. I find it on the reels that I do, my Stay Driven series that I do on Instagram. You know, I try to bring in new technology. So I'll start to bring in CapCut. I'll start to bring in captions, different software to start to add captions to the reels, to start to be able to have cool little transitions in the reels. And you know what happens? As soon as I try to do all that extra stuff, do you know what really the end result is? In trying to create a better version of the exact same message in the exact same video, I create 1/10th or 1/50th of the number of ones that I did. There was a while I would do 3, 4, 5 in a day, and then I had 5 days worth of reels to do. Now I do 1 or 2, and I'm like, oh, I've got to import it into this app and import it into that app. And do you know what that means? That means I'm not publishing. I'm not doing the thing that I need to do, right? Because I'm fearful of, oh, but it's if it's not better, if it's not good, I just need to get it out there. And that's how I want you to approach your goals. I want you to overcome that fear. I want you to take that step into that ocean that is a mile wide and only an inch deep and realize that you can run on water. You can. You just have to do it. You have to take that first step. I have no doubt in my mind that you can do things that you never even imagined that you could do. Never imagine, but you've got to take that first step. You can't let fear control you. That being said, there are three other quotes that I truly love that really talk about failure. And one of them is from Dale Carnegie. And his quote was, "Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success. You have to fail first. So don't fear failure. Don't fear it. You have to go in and you have to grab it by the horns and you have to go after it." Another one was from John Rockefeller, a very famous quote, and his was, "Do not be afraid to give up the good to go for the great." Right? We get so fearful, and I can say that as I'm getting older, I absolutely feel this more than ever. We are so fearful of losing what we have instead of going for the things that are just amazing. And I see this in my own life. It's my own battles that I face as well, really trying to overcome and to be the person that I want to be, achieve the things that I want to achieve. But don't be afraid to give up that good to be able to go for the great. It's so important. And again, fear and failure go hand in hand. Benjamin Franklin had an amazing quote, "Do not fear mistakes. You will know failure." And you'd rather have failure now than the failure at the end of your life when you have nothing but regret that you did not achieve the things that you want to achieve. There's a saying I say all the time, even at work, bad news early is good news, right? If you're failing now, fail fast, fail early, and learn from your failures. Don't fear them. Do not fear the idea of failing because you're going to fail. Unfortunately, because of the Instagram fake world that we live in today, or even the way the media, portrays success stories for these entrepreneurs like, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. Do you know how many times Elon Musk has failed? Do you know how many times most multi-billionaire entrepreneurs have failed? More than we could ever imagine. But what we hear is about the one time that something really stuck and that they did a great thing and it grew into this monstrosity. We don't hear about the 50 failures before that. We don't hear about the 50 times that they tried to get something started and failed miserably, or the 50 times that they were paralyzed from actually taking action and didn't do what they needed to do because of fear. We have the ability to overcome fear. It is 100% a mindset. And we are either going to control it or it is going to control us. And one of the best ways I've ever heard of being taught of how to manage your fears, how to manage that whole approach, was actually through best-selling author Tim Ferriss. In his book, The 4-Hour Workweek, he talked quite a bit about fear setting. And fear setting is essentially taking out a piece of paper and writing down the absolute worst case scenario. If you start X, what are the worst possible things that could happen to you? Because so many times when we don't define that, when we don't really know what that fear is, because we don't know what's on the other side of that wall, or we don't know what's under the surface of the water, sometimes you look under that water and you realize it's just beautiful water. There's nothing at all to be fearful of. When you look underneath, you're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But when you can't see what's there, that's when it gets nervous. And it's the same for our own fears when we're going to start something new. If you want to start that business, if you're going to write that book, whatever it is, you need to write down what your biggest fears are. What is the worst possible thing that's going to happen to you? And what you're probably going to find is after you write out all of those things, then I want you to write out how you would handle or how you would manage each one of those fears if they did come true. And what you're most likely going to find is it's really not that bad. Even the worst case scenario, it's not the end of the world. There's a way out. There's a way to continue to move forward. There's a way, if you're leaving your job, to go get your old job back. There's a way for you to be able to write a second book, re-edit your book. If some people read it after you publish it and it's terrible and they're like, oh my gosh, you never should have published this. There's all the things you can do to then correct whatever that fear is. So there's no reason to let fear have that grasp on you. So I need you to go forward. I need you to take that step. Whatever it is you want to accomplish, do you want to go get your PhD? Do you want to go get your MBA? Do you want to go write a book? Do you want to start a podcast? Do you want to start a business? Do you want to have another child? Whatever it may be, you need to go and take the bull by the horns and do the things that you need to do. In other words, you need to look at that ocean in front of you, that huge ocean of fear from side to side. You can't even see the shoreline on either side. You can't see the shoreline in front of you. And you have to step forward because that's the only way that you're going to find out that that ocean is only an inch deep. And an inch deep ocean is nothing more than that giant puddle. Hey, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. If you did, if you could do me one little favor, if you could click subscribe or follow this show, it allows us to show you every time that we have a new episode coming out, and I would be forever grateful. Thank you so much. Stay driven, and until next time.